Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
What's up, Craig?
Oh.
How you doing today?
Fantastic.
Somebody died yesterday or so, right? I mean, famous. You guys were kicking around some texts we got in the group text we're all on. Somebody had
somebody that played guitar with Iggy Pop, I think.
Iggy Pop and David Bowie.
Nobody had him, but somebody had somebody else, you said. Two people had somebody else? Am I reading that wrong?
I don't recall
that.
Okay,
I don't know. I must have been, you know.
Did we do
that? I was sober yesterday.
Was that us?
That was a rarity for me. I stayed sober.
I think that was Fred Ward you're thinking of.
No, that was a couple days ago.
Yeah,
that's
that
right.
was a couple days ago.
Yeah, plus you mentioned Road Trip yesterday.
Yep. Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, because my son's been watching all these, my youngest has been watching all these older classic movies like that. And I forgot how much sex and boobs were in that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
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 Your son's 13, right?
Yeah.
Did he giggle?
Yeah.
Did you feel inappropriate for him?
Well, it was just, there's a lot.
And, yeah.
I mean, it was funny, though, because there's that scene where Tom Green has, you know, both those topless girls in his room, but he's like, we're experimenting. And, like, that's,
I know, yeah, that's pretty hard.
Funny, but a lot of times there's not, like, funny nudity.
No. It's like sex
just,
nudity.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. Yeah, my son's first boobs on TV, we were watching Hangover, and he wanted to watch it. He was pretty young, too young, younger than 13. I said, okay, I'll watch it with you. And I will just turn it off. I just know in my head because I'd seen it before a bunch of times. I said, I'll just stop it when the strip club scene shows up. That's pretty much the only boobs in that movie. And especially unless you're watching the end when they go through the photographs when there's some oral and all kinds of crap. I knew I wouldn't even let them see that part. But of course, we're laying in our bed and I just pass
out. There's pictures
out.
Of oral?
At the end of that, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, Galifianakis is getting one.
In the credits when they're thumbing through the photos find the camera.
The maid is going doing the servicing Galifianakis in the elevator.
Okay.
Now, we don't know if it's probably a rubber thing, but it's a picture. Somebody's getting oral in that scene. It's when he goes through the picture, they found the camera, that's it. No, I know I wasn't going to show that. Whatever, so we're laying in bed, and he's watching it, and I'm out. I fall asleep. I wake up, and the movie's over, and the movie is over. And I go, oh, did you see boobs? He goes, yeah. Don't tell your mom.
Did you see
boobs? I fell asleep. I said, I'll control it. Don't worry about that. I'm out.
The only concept of that movie that was for him was a dating auction. But they were like auctioning off a date with somebody. He's like, what's happening?
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, yeah, it's something that's not going to happen in like a current movie.
No, they do charities still. They still do charity auctions.
Yeah, there was just one not that long ago. Shameless.
Yeah.
There was a couple.
Yeah, Todd and I hosted one of those years ago. They're lame. Why they're lame is a lot of people have ringers in the room. And everybody donates. It's a bunch of rich pricks giving away money, which is fine. I got no problem with them giving away money. It's always a good cause, but they got ringers in the room because nobody wants to go on a date they don't know.
Right.
Somebody bids, what? Because some of the trips are like trips.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, so you're stuck with the person.
Right. Yeah. You could buy a trip and take somebody to go on a cruise with you that you don't even know. Yeah.
Nice ones went for five figures.
Yeah, exactly.
Better, didn't they?
I mean, so there's a lot of money being raised.
Didn't we get rid of that concept with the Emancipation Proclamation?
No.
You can't just take people against their will?
Well,
they were not against their will.
No, they weren't.
They signed up.
They
signed up.
They volunteered.
All weekend seems like that's too much.
No, they signed up. No, they offered themselves up with their prize.
One room?
No, those things weren't. And a lot of times, if somebody did bid on somebody that they didn't know, they brought a chaperone with them or something. Which would be the friend, you blow off the guy, whatever. You know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
They always had ringers, you know, in case it got too high.
And you were only paying for their trip.
Right.
Right.
That's it. Everything else was an agreement.
You're like, this is not prostitution.
No, not at all.
This
not
is just a compensation for your time.
Not at all. They used to do those in college dorms, too, back in the day. That they had, they called them slave auctions.
They did.
But they weren't necessarily just the black students. It was mostly white kids.
Right.
And the white guy would put himself up. He'd do the girls' laundry for, you know, the bids were a lot lower.
Oh. Right.
But it was still, they still called them slave auctions.
And pick seeds out of cotton.
Yeah. So it was like entry level BDSM.
It was stupid. I never got involved. A lot of that involved frats and stuff like that.
A lot of that involved money, so yeah, I never got involved.
Well, I mean, it was just, even $40 in college is like $40 too much. That's a great point.
I'm starting to think through all the moments in that road trip movie that the 13-year-old would have had. The milking the prostate with Sean William Scott.
Yeah.
That scene. Did he have some questions? Did you tell him to dance around?
Did you tell him that feels good?
They explain it, though. And he's had his own phone and Netflix in his room for so long. Yeah, he watches probably, Family Guy. Yeah. I don't think it's such a stretch. I don't think there's a lot of news being made. And
the prostate thing might.
Yeah, that might.
Talk about your old man. And
ask Grandpa.
Yeah. Well, ask any straight guy, too, for that matter.
Yeah, I guess.
Except Grandpa uses something else, I'm sure. Right. You want to bring that up.
That's such a great movie, man.
Yeah, my son watched it with
his
buddy.
That's such a great
movie. They found it on their own. They watched that. They loved it. I said, yeah. And I started thinking of movies I got to show him. He still has never seen Animal House. And I said, well, you got to start with the original. Let's do that. Porky's, Animal House. Kentucky Fried Movie. He would love Kentucky Fried Movie.
Would still stand up today.
Oh, in a heartbeat. He would love that movie. Yeah.
They were doing like a Mel Brooks marathon on IFC over the weekend.
Right.
I caught in on Blazing Saddles, Spaceballs, a whole
bunch
of stuff.
Yeah.
I had to text Craig because my daughter leaves the captions on.
Okay.
I don't know why. She turns the captions on.
My daughter does that too, and she can hear a hell of a lot better than I can.
She's not deaf. But I turn it on, I flip over to Blazing Saddles, and they actually type out Lily Von Stupp's lisp.
Oh, they do?
On the screen.
Do they type out the swear words? Like the N-bomb?
Oh, yeah.
And the N-bombs written out
there? Yeah, because it was IFC doesn't edit the content. They just put in commercial breaks.
Okay. All right.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
I wonder if more kids will do that because on so many videos online, like if you're watching anything pops up on your phone, a lot of them have captions on the video. So I wonder if people just be conditioned to
that
could see those more.
But we also found out, and Craig reported this, that the sound sucks compared to what it used to sound like, which is crazy in this day and age.
It's up and down.
Yeah. But I think that's probably it more, Nick. Because you're right, when those TikTok videos, it's always, even when you can hear it playing this day, a lot of them are, there's caption on
it. I forget which one of the shows that we all watch, where the music is so overpowering compared to the dialogue. The dialogue's almost nothing.
Right.
That happened in Road Trip. Those songs were like.
They blessed, yeah.
The one that, the one
Guns N' Roses wheeled into the living room was like, good God.
The one that's been getting me recently is Barry. I just was watching this last night.
I saw it last
night.
Too.
They'll do an opening scene, and then all of a sudden, they'll real quick cut to the logo and the theme just punches.
Yep.
Like, whoa, hey.
That was dark last night. It's a dark show. I love that show.
I really like that show.
God, it's so good. How many episodes they got for this season?
I think it's another 10.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Oh, good. All right. Yeah, the dude, the gay Chechnyan guy, what's his name?
NoHo Hank.
Yeah, Hank. He's so amazing on that show. God, is he so funny.
He's funny.
Yeah. Love that dude.